Hey, Anchor, it's Bernie Goldbach. I'm recording you on version 3 of Anchor, wondering, is it possible to play some stuff right into you? So here's a story. I also use Lemur. It's an app. And I wonder, does this record? I'm playing what I made on Lemur right into Anchor.
It was the first time I interacted with both of my Oregon grandkids. I'd met Star, the eldest, back in 20.
Right. I explain all that stuff later on. But what I think I've just done is this. I've recorded, I've liberated an MP3 from Lemur and moved it across to Anchor with nothing in between. I'm just using the handset. I'm making this for Paul Almanic. He was asking, could I do that? Could he make an MP3 out of the audio files that he's saving on another app while using his iPhone 6? Paul, I don't think you can. I think you have to have an Android phone to do it. I know you can do screen recording of your Anchor clips or your Lemur clips. And what happens is your iPhone makes an M4A file, a video file, out of what it's heard from the phone. And then you can try to repurpose that. So I'm thinking you might be able to do a screen recording of your Lemur on iOS 11 or above, and then just import that as a file into Anchor. I'll try that as a secondary thing. So right now I'm going to call this a wrap. I'm going to put on the title, at OMoneyBlog, I've recorded from Lemur directly into Anchor, just to show the possibilities that exist on Android. And I'll be back in a minute, adding to this episode something else I might have tried to harvest on the iPhone 6. Just in a nutshell, what you heard me do is extract a few seconds of audio from Lemur, an Android app, on my Android phone, and I uploaded it directly into the recording part of Anchor with nothing in between. While listening in Lemur, I could record an Anchor on Android. Isn't that magical? Okay, next up, I hope I can show you in this episode the ability to record and upload from your iOS device. So to record what you're listening to on your iOS device and then upload it in iOS on your handset as a segment. Stay tuned. I'll be back and tell you whether I've actually been able to do that. I'm Bernie, Top Gold on Good Social Networks. Paul Almany, this answers probably half of your question. Yes, you can do what you're asking. Liberate content from Lemur, but you have to have Android to do it easily. I think. More to follow. Stay tuned.
Bernie, hello. I hear you addressing Lemur here from Anchor. And I assume, would I be right, that you're using two devices and that on one of them you have a Lemur recording and on the other you're recording Anchor? That's the only way I think you can do it, because you can't pull in a piece of audio into Lemur. You can into Anchor. So maybe you're recording on Lemur. No, you can't bring it in from Lemur into Anchor or Anchor into Lemur. Or if you can, please tell me. I'd be very interested. I like the way you're addressing both.
So yes, Paul, just to emphasize what I did, I listened on Android to Lemur while pressing the record button on Anchor. And what you heard had nothing in between. It was just me at a kitchen table listening through the stereo head capability, the stereo speaker capability of the Android phone, through the stereo mic capability of the Android phone. So what you got was an Android transmedia experience. We went from an MP, M4A on Lemur to an M4A on Anchor with nothing but my Android phone in between. No other apps for use, just the Lemur app and the Anchor app, both on Android. Now I'm going to see, can I do this on iOS? Can I upload a screen capture from iOS into the content? Stand by. I'm going to try it out.
Have you come across the picnic at Hanging Rock?
Okay, Paul, just to make it clear, I recorded on iOS 11, an iPhone 6, iOS 11, and I used any app. So I was listening to you in, I guess, an Anchor, but I could have been listening to you in Lemur. And as I was listening to you, I told my iPhone to record the screen. You might have set up your screen recording already. It's required that you go to settings on the phone, into the control center, and to activate the screen recording. And when you do that, you'll see the screen recording option, which is like a circle inside of a circle in the command center of your phone when you go to the command center. So right before the clip was played on your own Anchor podcast, I started recording the screen. And then I stopped it just briefly a few seconds later. The screen recordings are saved inside your camera roll. So you got to go into that camera roll. And what I did is I trimmed it, just edited it down to a few seconds. That gives you an MPEG-4. I don't know if Anchor lets you upload an MPEG-4 from your camera roll. I tried it and it wouldn't work. So what I want to do, or what I did do, is I uploaded a converted MP3 back up to Anchor. So after recording you, Paul, I converted your MPEG-4 into an MP3. I used an app called Converter Plus. It cost me €4. You can probably do it for free. You can do it, definitely can do it for free in a lot of other places, but that's on the handset instead of having to go to a website. It converted and to an MP3. What did I do then? I opened it up in Voice Record Pro because I had to do it that way in order for Anchor to see it. So open up in Voice Record Pro, the MP3. And I saved it into the photo library as an MP3. Then I went to Safari on my iPhone, went to Anchor, the website. I logged in. I edited the audio clip you're currently listening to, the episode you're currently listening to, and I uploaded the audio from the photo album from the camera roll. And Bob's your uncle. So maybe too many steps to do it easily, but the fact of the matter is, if you hear Lemur on your phone, you can definitely record it as a piece of content that you can put somewhere else if that's what you want to do. In a nutshell, I use Screen Recorder, I use Converter Plus, I use Voice Record Pro, and I used Anchor in Safari. Yeah, that's what I did. Okay, that's the story. And the incoming call shouldn't be coming in. It's coming in from Estonia again. I thought I'd block those guys. They're scammers. There you have it, Paul. If you want to get more of this, I think what I'll do is I'll try to make this into a YouTube clip. Or there's a possibility Eileen Smith has done this already. I'm going to head on over to the Anchors a Wave group on Facebook, see if anybody's talking about this. Because I'm sure it's easier than this. It is, if you have an Android phone. It's just dead easy. All right, I'm Bernie. I'm Top Gold on Good Social Networks. Thanks for asking, Paul Almaty. Go listen to him now. He's reading good books and taking his grandkids to where we were last week, to Vota, the wildlife park in Cork. Everyone should go there. You can see what we've done by looking at Instagram/Top Gold. There are giraffes and ostriches and monkeys all over the place. Bye for now.
So now I'm going to try to figure out, can you do something? Can you transcribe? Can you push to Anchor something that's on another platform, So what I'm going to try to do here is see, can I play something I have on Lemur like this?
Hey Lemur, it's Bernie, and I'm at the very tail end now of a family trip.
So what I've done is I just played you some stuff on Lemur across to Anchor on Android. So I've used my Android app, my Android phone. Android app is Lemur, L-A-M-O-R. The Anchor app, A-N-C-H-O-R. And you can push from one MP3, from one audio source to another. You can push from the Lemur, which you can't easily embed as an iframe. Push from that content directly across to Anchor. Pretty handy. On Android, the Anchor recording function works even as another source of audio is playing to the media player of the Android handset. Isn't that special? Frictionless transmedia, sharing and syndicating, all in one box. We can set free the containers of audio as we know it. Works on Android. More difficult to do on iOS.
Hi, Bernie. This is Foxy Lady from Awesome Sauce, and I have a suggestion for your friend. Maybe try Audacity. If you pull up your Lemur account on the computer and what you want to transform to Anchor, you can pull up Audacity in one screen and hit record, and it'll record the sound from your show or your file to Audacity, and it goes right through your sound card, so you don't lose any quality out of it. And it's super simple. And then from Audacity, you can export it in whatever file that you want. Yeah, that's kind of what I do when I want to bring something from another account or another app to Anchor. Sometimes if it don't go that way, then I use Audacity. And it makes it really simple, and the sound quality is great. But I hope it helps, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, hey, Foxy Lady, here's the problem. The app called Lemur, the service lemur.ie, can be heard only through an app. So you can't actually get it on a desktop in its current iteration. There may be a plan under a license, well, a paid plan probably, to allow you to see the back end of the service where you can do what you're seeing. But right now, if you want to hear something that's on Lemur, you have to be listening to it in the app. And the app runs on Android or iOS. Hence Paul Omani's question, how can he grab the content and package it without having a lot of work to do with it? In my experience, Apple's locked down a lot of audio and video inside the operating system of the handset. So the content we want to harvest is inside of an app on the Apple handset. It's really hard to get it without jumping through a few hoops. I know how Audacity works. Yeah, I could see him doing that. And I've actually done it using an iRig. So I've plugged in a 3.5 millimeter jack to the headset of my iPhone. And then the other end of that cable, I've put it into the computer. And it all works. I get really high quality content coming across. But if you don't have Audacity to work with, you don't have an option to use a computer, you're trying to do all this stuff inside of your Apple iPhone, or your Apple iPod, or your Apple iPad, it's really difficult. It can be done, but you have to jump a few hoops. Yeah. And as a footnote, I'm trying to do this just to grab my own content out of Lemur and repurpose it. I'm not necessarily trying to grab anybody else's, although I did use something, saw a small sample from Paul's stuff. A book they're reading, and Robert Neal's reading as well. There you have it. Horses for courses, whatever works. Frictionless sharing is important, and where I work, I'm trying to make sure the content that I offer is repurposed in a way that students can chew on it without having to encounter a lot of password protected or digitally locked down content. That's why we work the MP3s.
We work with open textbooks, and we work with lecture notes that are available free of cost. Just takes the time to read them. Thanks for offering some thoughts here. They're very valuable. Bye now.
You know, Bernie, I've come to the conclusion that I sort of like the closed lemur thing. You know, I kind of like knowing that whatever I'm doing and saying in there stays in there. It's kind of like the early days of Anchor. Wasn't it in the early days of the Anchor app that it was only an app? Yeah, the website came later. Because it was all about, you know, an app. Back then, it was all about an app. And venture capitalists gave you monies because you were coming up with a cool app. And then we had to free it. So will Lemur ever be free? Will the content ever be free? Wondering. I don't know. Maybe it's good that it's not free. I kind of like that it's not free. What do you think of that? I kind of like it.
Yeah, Barbara, I get that. There's value to having a closed compartment. In fact, that's sort of what Spreaker does if you go up the tiers. Years ago, 2004, 2005 time frame, I was listening to two ex-Army officers who ran manager tools. I listened to their content, and it was a month old, at least a month old. If I paid them $25 a month, I could get content that was no more than a week old. And if I went to any one of their $600 seminars, that's $600 back in 2005, I could get content that is no more than a few days old. There's always good stuff. It was like the two guys who were podcast co-hosts read the best of all the management journals, the Harvard Business Review. They knew the psychology behind human resource development. And they understood things from battlefield heroics to supply chain management. And to get the best stuff, I would enter my username and password into a challenge box on iTunes in order to download the content and stick it on by cable to my iPod. That form of distribution has never gone away. To some extent, that is the Audible model. You can sync it by cable, you can sync it by the cloud, but it's DRM'd. To hear it, you have to listen to it in the app. Now, you can listen to it in a speaker and then record from the speaker, but you lose content, or you lose quality, or you violate copyright in both cases, actually. So, I know content doesn't want to be left. All content isn't actually free. I get that. But the Paul question, the Paul Manning question, and my interest as well was that if I stick up content that I would like to share from Lemur, and I want to just repurpose part of it, primarily as a scratch and sniff, I want to give a little bit of a taster of the content to bring people over to Lemur. Well, why not share some of it across on Anchor or in a conversation around a coffee table when you're saying to someone, did you hear this? Yeah. The technology involved in it, I'm not sure Paul's going to want to step in and do all this because, I mean, it takes a little bit of time and effort. But, and the process involves breaking the silo. As I mentioned about 20 minutes ago in this flow of episodic conversation, the developers of Lemur wanted to stay appified so that they have really strong metrics on the back of it. You know who's listened and how far they've listened. It's similar to the insights you can see on Instagram. You can see how, where, which second caused your content to drop off in terms of listenership. I also use a service called Panopto where I teach, seeing there, which is making me very well aware that I should telegraph a table of contents for everything I do, video or audio. Say, look, in this episode, let me cover 1, 2, and 3. And then at the end, recap 1, 2, and 3 so that somebody who skims it knows, well, look, if I can't address each of those three main points, I better go back and read it. Yeah. It's been fun to try to figure out a way to make this workflow work, respect the copyright along the way,
and to allow some form of deeper understanding of both the preciousness of content as well as the permeability of the service. Thanks for the call, Barbara. And wait, there's more.
And the reason I bring up this lemur content is not free is because Anchor has run into all sorts of problems with its terms of service. And I guess now we need to really look at the terms of service for lemur, because Anchor learned early on that people get a little persnickety about their content. And isn't that interesting how they get really persnickety about it with audio? Why is that? Why are people so persnickety about where audio goes as opposed to other content on the web? Why is that? I wonder. You know, who really owns your content? And it's funny, I think people are. You know, part of it is just the tradition of podcasting, because it's so easy to take audio files. Why is that so much more than it is like with a written word or a picture?
Barbara, that's a good point. It's the precious human voice. Voice actors can make a lot of money. You know, the resonant tone of a voice, the authoritarian or the knowledgeable perspective someone can bring into the 20-second soundbite. So important. We revere that. My father fell asleep to many of these baritone voices and bass voices in church services before 7:30 in the morning. The voice did it to him. And in an aircraft, you can tell someone who's got more than 4,000 hours of flying time by their voice, their measured vocabulary, intonations, and sometimes the money they would have spent for the noise-canceling microphone they have. Yeah, we are precious about our voice, aren't we? But I'm not going to take away from anybody who wants to assert their rights to their creative content. However, I want to make sure that as a creative media instructor, I both respect those rights as well as ensure that as much content as possible is free under Open Educational Resource Licensing. It's a big concern of mine. So when the stuff is appified and you can't crack it out, it actually puts some of my students at a disadvantage. My God, they may have to actually read the stuff instead of actually being able to get a shortcut and listen to the content as it's distilled by a curator who critiques it for them. Thanks, Barbara. Let's continue this.
Is it because of the history of podcasting? And I think there's some of that. The podcasting community is incredibly independent and also incredibly ferocious about who owns their content in a way like nothing else. And I think that's because they're so close to the music industry and Napster and all the craziness that went on there. There's a lot of burn there, so to speak. But you would think, you know, the photo industry has its issues. But, you know, but it's easy to watermark a photo. It's not as easy to watermark audio. Or is it? Anyway, I just throw that out there that in some situations, maybe it is good to have a closed thing like lemur. Maybe it's a good thing. Think about it that way.
So now I've reached a technical limitation. I'm out of time right now. I've exceeded at least, I don't try to go beyond 10 minutes for, what's not true. I don't like to go beyond 10 minutes when I'm babbling. And I definitely don't like to go beyond 24 minutes for any single episode. And I think I've done that. Now what I've realized has also happened is I've strung together a bunch of voice replies inside of an original episode, which may affect that episode pushing outside of Anchor onto Spreaker, which then affects the syndication I have for top quote audio clips, which then means I have to harvest this thing manually, which I hate doing. Yeah, I'm back into my old quagmire. See, really what I want to do, content management system XML schema that allows me to find stuff like this conversation under tags such as copyright, registered mark, or protections, digital rights management protections. And what's happened in the making of this episode is I can't listen to some of the incoming messages for whatever reason. My Android phone, Anchor version 3, has just been loaded on today as we speak. It's not letting me play all the messages. So I've just put something in that Barbara said and I didn't listen to it. I normally listen to all the stuff. As a recap, one, I'm sure that many people listening to this will not hear what I've just said until the month of September. I do believe this episode will have more than 50 listens before the middle of September. That's good. I believe most of those that listens, however, will come from Spreaker.com, where my username is TopGoldie, TopGoldIE. Yes, I do. And it's possible, based on how I set this episode up, that nothing will make itself out of Anchor because of adding all these voice messages. Maria Humphreys encountered this problem before as well. If you've listened this far and you want to catch up with more meandering thoughts of mine, I'll be sharing them at ictedu.ie. That's a website dealing with ICT and education. The .ie means it's in Ireland. And I've basically totally skewered the main remit of what I try to do with Underway in Ireland. Underway in Ireland is a channel that's on Anchor. It's supposed to complement the website Underway.ie. And yet what's happened? I've just started doing a bunch of tech with it, talking about lifting content, freeing it from the syndication tentacles out into the open MP3 earbud world. Thanks for listening, folks. This is an important concept. If you do travel to Ireland, because maybe you saw my Underway in Ireland stuff, you'll want to record some of the sounds of pubs, busking on the street corners, conversations with people who have accents you've never heard from Cork and from Kerry, from Drogheda, from Belfast, from Donegal. Yeah, all of them. Really interesting. They deserve to be recorded and shared. I'm Bernie. I'm an American living in Ireland, top gold and good social networks. Thanks for listening to all the stuff we've talked about, moving audio from one source to another to making it shareable and enjoyable. Bye for now.